What's going on, everybody? Henry Johnson here, back at it again. Henry J today. Maybe quick episode, may not be. Who knows? We're just going to run with it. So a lot of things have been happening recently and just wanted to kind of give my two cents. Last episode, we talked a lot about Snapchat. Today, going to talk about a few current events and then some business stuff. So let's hit the current events quickly first. Let's start with the Emmys. So the Emmys happened, I think it was last night. I don't really watch them that much. I more so watch Twitter and see what's going on there. But awesome. I wanted to recommend Atlanta to anybody who has not seen it. Amazing show. I won 2 Emmys last night. I couldn't tell you what for because I don't watch the Emmys, but if nothing else tells you that it's a good show other than awards, there you go. And if me telling you that the awards, they won the awards, is the only way that you were going to find out, there you go. Number two, everybody's been getting on Issa Rae about talking about that she's rooting for everybody black at the Emmys. I'm just here to say I am 100% there with her. I don't think she's racist for saying that. I think she's just, at the end of the day, right, black people are 12% of the population but don't seem to get 12% of anything else, right? So until that's the case, I think that rooting for everybody black, there's nothing really wrong with that. And also, Sean Spicer happened to be there and seemed to get vindicated. Weird to me. Not going to talk too much about that, but Sean Spicer still sits with Trump in my book. And speaking of Trump, Jemele Hill also good with me in terms of, she called him white supremacist. I don't know who disagrees with that. All right. On to business talk. We are halfway through the time we have. We got 5 minutes every time. So let's talk about business talk, which I think is, also super black topics today, but whatever. I'm a black guy at the end of the day. So a lot of my ideas come from, my experience. So Blavity, which is essentially a young black professional CNN, right? It's like a news network for black professionals or black intellectuals or what have you. Acquired Travel Noir, which is essentially like a travel blog and agency for the same group. Thought it was a super interesting acquisition. Not interesting in that it made zero sense, but quite the opposite. Seems to make so much sense. They have the exact same audience that they're targeting. And I think it speaks a lot to what's happening right now, and that people are starting to, VCs specifically, who have never really focused on the black dollar, are seeing the possibilities behind it. So shout out to Morgan, who is the CEO of Blavity, also gorgeous, and Zim, who is the CEO of Travel Noir, two black women really holding it down for the culture, living the culture on like Twitter, Instagram, etc. Pretty dope to see them, achieving. Really happy to see that. I would love to hear you guys' opinions of that acquisition. And also other acquisitions that may make sense within the black diaspora in terms of quality products and companies. Bevel comes to mind in terms of somebody who could probably be making acquisitions. Other things like that. We're at 5 minutes here, guys, so that's it.